92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Play and Chat. We've got John here.
Hey!
Breath of the Wild.
I suck!
Oh, my gosh. Thanks so much for joining us.
Up and to the right. Hey, everybody! How you doing? Is this something interesting? Tree branch, don't eat it. Everybody for so long has been talking about how great Breath of the Wild is. And I know there's a sequel of some sorts coming out here soon. So I thought the other day I was in the office, everybody else had gone home. So I thought I would try out playing Breath of the Wild. And it's a gorgeous, beautiful game. And it completely eludes me. I have no idea what I'm doing. But, you know, we thought we'd do some play and chat while we're here. So, you guys can watch me kind of fuddle around here and see if I can climb down here.
Oops. Whoa, bye.
Yeah. See, it's going to be one of these types of days, guys. One of these kinds of days.
You can't use the hang glider yet.
No, I'm on this quest. I have to get these to those two places so I can get the hang glider.
Mm.
So that's the idea. Not going well for me so far. So
I think the worst possible thing that could happen is we have to start it from the beginning just in case you miss.
I'm like 10 minutes. Okay, now let's see if I can do this again here. Like, try to find the shortest path down, which is probably
There's no way.
Oh, wait, son of a bitch.
What was that?
In the water.
A button queued up.
And yeah, to climb.
Yeah.
But I went maybe too far to the edge before I hit to climb.
You know what I think?
Okay, we are 3 minutes into the stream, and I've died twice already.
So we're off to a good start.
And I've not fought anybody. I've just
fighting gravity. We're fighting gravity here.
Maybe you could grab onto the ledge and you slowly start.
Yes, no, you can. I just accidentally went too far over. Okay, so wait a second.
Yeah, just wait for it to pop up.
I want to be over top of that.
There you go.
Go back a little bit.
It shouldn't be that. It should.
There. Okay. So.
No. Wait for the button.
I am.
There.
Okay. Yes.
Yay.
So now here's the trick. See that green thing? That's my strength. It starts getting sapped.
You better hurry.
I'm hoping I can get down. Oh, I can get over here and rest a bit.
Yeah.
Because if my strength goes to zero, I lose my grip and I fall. So I'm hoping I can just stand on this part here and not die.
Well, when you get to that ledge, we've got our first question from Patrick Hamilton.
Okay.
Who writes, what do you think about continuing the Potter franchise? About Harry Potter's parents, Lily and James, when they were in Hogwarts and battled He Who Must Not Be Named before they died by his hand.
But I lived.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, sorry.
Basically a prequel about his parents.
Yeah, I'm generally not a big fan. Like, personally, look, there have been prequels that have been great. But I'm personally not a big fan of prequels. Unless you go so far in the past that it's really disconnected from everything else. And but, I think just going back to Harry's parents isn't really, I don't know, the best thing to do at this point.
It's along the lines of when we were talking about Game of Thrones and saying, oh, well, we could have, you know, we could have the storyline that took place right, when Ned and Baratheon were young and they were fighting, you know, in the Civil War against the Targaryens, the Mad King getting stabbed. It's like, but we saw that.
Yeah.
We're just going to see a young Jaime stabbing the Mad King. And
that's why doing House of the Dragon, you go far back enough in time that there's still like mostly question marks.
Yeah.
So I kind of dig that. But yeah, I don't know about the Harry Potter one, though, to be honest with you.
Josh Becker writes, Toy Story 5 in the works.
Well, I mean, is that a...
I've heard a couple of people say that, but I don't know where they're getting that from.
Have not heard such a thing. I mean, I'd be all for it if they do.
Would you be surprised, though, now that Disney Plus is there? They've been announcing a lot of stuff now, right?
You're right. I wouldn't be surprised. Like, definitely no surprise.
All right, well, the wrap is Disney set sequels for Frozen, Toy Story, and Zootopia 42 minutes ago.
Okay, well.
Oh, that's new.
Yeah.
But that's a wrap. Is that
a... Oh, no, the wrap is a total legitimate outlet. Yeah. They're solid. I wonder if I have to
the announcement comes
this.
As the company sets plans to cut jobs and limit spending on content.
I just read about that. 7,000 jobs.
There's more to cover. We might have a little Disney.
We're gonna have to talk
tomorrow.
About that tomorrow. Yeah.
We should all come dressed as our favorite Disney character.
What's that?
We should all come dressed as our favorite Disney character.
Hey, wait. Maybe this is a way up. Okay, sorry.
We've got Al Renshaw over here who writes, over under 60%, we get a Shrek 5 announcement by the end of the year.
Oh, my God.
I am thinking about seeing Puss in Boots for the fifth time this weekend.
Ooh, lucky.
I would say over 65%, not 100, not 90, but I would say over 65% that we get some kind of an announcement. Oh, God, I have no arrows. Some kind of an announcement about Shrek 5 before the end of the year. So I'll say yes.
Is that a bad guy right there?
Yeah.
Are they hard to kill or what?
Wait a second. I got to figure out. Okay. Let me see if I can get him.
Just talk to him.
No. There's no talking to these guys.
No. That's what you
They got to go. They got to die.
Go ahead. Hit that wall. Oh.
Nice. Oh. Oh, yeah, you did get it. Oh,
wow. Look at this, John Rambo.
But I've got what's in here? But I got like one arrow left.
I wonder if those were explosive.
Good, a new bow.
So then we got Raymond Rada. I didn't know Cocaine Bear was directed by Elizabeth Banks and produced by Lord Miller. I'm more interested in the movie now.
Yeah, I mean, listen, look, I love Elizabeth Banks. Good arrows. I need those. What? Wait, who's shooting me?
Probably.
Oh, those guys. Okay, I'm just going to run away.
run away!
Bravely run away.
Well, you just killed their mom.
Yeah, well, their mom was a...
A bitch. Yeah, we get it.
Shoot, what were we talking about?
Cocaine Bear.
Oh, yeah.
Directed by Elizabeth Banks.
I love Elizabeth Banks. Produced. I have not been thrilled with her directorial efforts yet. I mean, her Pitch Perfect movies, I didn't think were super strong. So I'm hoping to see like that next level of growth. But this sounds great. I'm really excited about it.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Awesome. Well, John writes, record was held for 38 years. 38 years old, dropped 38.
Yep. Oh, the LeBron James record? 38. I mean,
so
38
40.
Years, that record. I mean, that's crazy. Like, records aren't supposed to last that long.
It was like 84 or something like that.
Okay, what is the... I'm going to guess this is the stronger weapon. Okay, we'll see what happens here. Yeah, I mean, look, what LeBron... I get it. There are people who just don't like LeBron. That's fine. But you got to put that aside for a second. And there's just no denying what this guy has accomplished and what he's done. So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty damn impressive. Okay, let's see if I can get these guys. Oh, there's three of them. I thought there were two of them.
Well. Miguel Zayn.
Oh, great. And my thing broke.
Oh, no.
And why
oh,
do I...
no.
Why do I... When I try to run away, I start to crouch. I don't know why. And now I can't see where I'm going.
No, you're probably like... he's probably got you like... he probably did that to you. Or the attack did that to you.
Nintendo owes me so much money for modeling these guys after...
Ah! Jesus. I keep hitting the wrong freaking thing. Okay.
There we go.
Whip. And why did my thing break? Just because I stabbed him in the face.
There's a lot of whys in this game right now.
Yeah. Oh, he's got a shield. That's why.
Not anymore. Boom. A couple more like that. His defense skills are not very high.
Not a lot of blocking.
Yeah.
Let me remind you guys, this isn't the first.
Oh, you get a shield.
6 minutes of the game.
It's the first couple of minutes of the game.
Miguel Zayn writes, regarding Fantastic Four, if they're going with Jodie Comer for Sue, and there have been rumors for A. Butler for Johnny, maybe that leaves us rumors with Adam Driver and Penn Bagley for Reed. Who do y'all prefer? Gosling for Doom would be great. Thanks.
I don't, by the way, I don't think Jodie Comer as Sue Storm, I think that's a done deal. Again, I am not, don't go, John Campion reports. No. But I believe that is a done deal. As far as Austin Butler, I do not believe that one at all. I don't think that one's
true. They just
true.
Dispelled those rumors, I believe, I was reading this morning.
Really?
Who said that? When on the link that you
said. Well, they just said that those room, what you've heard. The
like the, right. Yeah.
But that wasn't, you know, according to what? Like all the rumors?
Yeah, no. And he didn't say that the rumors weren't true. What he did say was that everything you've heard so far are rumors.
Right.
But he didn't say that the rumors were not true.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
But I don't believe the Austin Butler one. I don't think that one's accurate or true in the least. Ooh, there's a treasure chest in here. Please give me something good. Something that gets me up on the hill. That would be nice.
Actually, give him like arrows. Concrete shoes. So he can never go up in the hill.
Give him concrete shoes.
I'm here to troll.
So now we've got...
He's going to troll me the whole time I'm doing this. You're the what is the opposite of a hype man? That's what Ray is. Man, you suck.
Hopefully you run out of weapons by trying to get the guy.
Next couple here are for...
All right, looks like we are back.
We're back now.
There's a whole bunch of technical issues happening here with the stream and also John playing this game. That's been a big issue from what it sounds like.
All right, so Ray, thoughts on the Bloodline story in WWE so far?
I believe that Bloodline story that they, I think it's coming to an end right now, has been one of the best stories they've ever told. And it's not, it's all credit to Sami Zayn and Roman Reigns and Jey Uso. Sami Zayn especially, and I would be disappointed if they don't reward him. I know he's not like the typical guy that should be the face of WWE, but without any other wrestler, that bit wouldn't work. So he should be rewarded for it, I believe.
All right, Miguel Zayn. Ray, are you trying to get Jordan 3 cements coming out next month? And what's everyone's favorite Jordan sneakers?
Or okay.
Sneakers in general.
I was asked this a while ago, and I had my Jordans mixed up. I said Jordan 6s, which I actually don't like. It's the Jordan 4s that I really like. And also the version that Travis Scott actually has a shoe after. I like that model. I think those are the good-looking models. I don't know. Anyone else?
Yeah, I'm not really a sneaker guy, so.
I have a spending cap of $18 on shoes.
I know.
I bought
John his last like
three pairs of shoes are the ones Ray's gets me.
Yeah,
my best shoes.
Because sometimes I look down and I'm like, come on, John.
He comes in my front door. He looks down at the place where he keeps my shoes, and you can just see him getting sad.
Yeah, because I'm like, really? Didn't I meet you and you were wearing these shoes? Also, John has like a weird size, which sucks because it's like I want to get him specific styles, but not a lot of shoe companies do the wides, right?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except yeah, freaking wide.
I mean, my idea of splurging is on Converse. It's like,
hey, Converse is under Nike now, right?
Are they?
Yeah, because I go to the Nike app and they sell Converses.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
All right, so Cash writes, if you had to pick between a Hermione or Ron Harry Potter solo movie, which would you rather see? It would focus in the future and others not involved. So like if he's saying like kind of a spin-off onto them separately. I mean, Hermione would probably be more interesting.
Hermione would be the more interesting.
Yeah, one. That one would. But Ron's would probably
Didn't
be the funniest.
Did she marry Ron? So you're going to get Ron anyway.
Well, I mean, unless she decides to leave Ron.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Dang.
Sorry, did I just get dark?
That happens in the Hogwarts. Isn't that a Hogwarts rule that you can't
follow? In which case, I want to see a HBO or a series of like Ron in the aftermath of the divorce.
The Last of Ron?
Rebuilding his life.
The Last of Ron. Man, these guys can throw rocks far.
The Last of Warts.
Matt Lean writes, Disney earnings call is over, cutting 7,000 jobs.
Yeah,
I mean, we'll talk about this more tomorrow, but... it's not as bad as it sounds. I can't shoot an arrow that far. And they keep hitting me.
Like, it sucks if you're one of the 7,000.
Oh, no, I'm too cold. I'm dying of cold now. Okay, I'm dying of cold.
Wow. Real sympathy in your voice, John. Yeah, it sucks for anyone who's losing their job.
Sorry.
No, but it sounds like a massive layoff, but... comparatively, it is not.
It's not that big of a layoff for them. Why am I still losing health? Oh, no, I'm not losing health more. It's just I've lost so much health.
Oh, it's a good warning.
So I got to get away from these guys and eat something. No, you have to eat or sleep. But I cannot sleep here.
Are these layoffs from, like, just the entertainment division? Or is it all across companies?
We don't know yet. Where okay. That's what I was saying. It'd be interesting to find out what divisions got hit.
Or would it be parks at all?
It's probably all across. So here's the thing you got to understand. So we looked this up a little bit. From 2022, from 2021 to 2022, Disney added, what, like 14,000 jobs?
Mm. Like from a 15.79 increase.
Okay, so yeah, so like a 15, they added a ton of jobs.
Due to what? Just growing business probably, or Disney yeah. Plus?
Up from the coronavirus.
So between 2021 and 22, they added many, 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 many jobs. So now they're reducing less than half of the jobs they already added. So if you go from 2 years ago to now, they have still added a lot of jobs. Mm. 7,000 jobs represents about 3.5% or 3 to 3.5% of Disney's workforce. But again, in the previous year, they added like a ton. So they still have a net gain.
Yeah.
They said that this move is going to save the company, I think they said $5.5 billion. That's not an insignificant amount of money. We're talking, once you start pulling out that letter B, that's not an insignificant amount of money. Now, again, we'll go more into it on the John Campus Show tomorrow. But, I mean, it's also really great to see Bob Iger come in and undo the leadership structure changes that Bob Chapek had instituted. And they're getting it back to a more sane kind of thing. So, you know, that, give us the night to really analyze it more and stuff like that, and then we'll talk about it more in detail on the show tomorrow.
I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm not analyzing it tonight. That's not.
I'm not doing that.
They're not throwing it to me tomorrow. We'll just spoiler alert.
Okay, I have to get by these guys.
You know what? Some people in the live chat are saying they just put out a trailer for the new Zelda.
Since we're we should watch it right now.
Right now,
how appropriate that I'm playing this game. So I guess I got to kill these guys in order.
Oh wow!
To get, but how?
They're like, if you struggled with this one, wait till the next.
Yeah.
I mean, oh god, guys, I'm dying here. Okay, I've got five heat arrows. Okay, I'll try a heat arrow. See if that will kill them. And I got to get closer.
It's zombie pie.
Oh, and they already know I'm here, so they're throwing racks at me.
Son it's John DePie. John DePie. Or you want to be John DePie, or you want to be, what's that other guy's like? The guy that Ryan watches with the wears the glasses and the guy who owned Twitch, the gamer.
The guy who owned basketball. Twitch?
No, the guy who actually, like, whenever he's on, he would get.
Oh, I did it? I killed him? What's I don't know who name? We're talking about.
The guy who wears the fake mustache.
Oh, there's still one more of them.
And then the glasses.
Oh, you're talking about Dr. Disrespect.
Yeah. Do you want to be John Der Disrespect or?
But he does not own.
John DePie. No, but he would get the massive viewers. He would get massive viewers.
And I'm out of arrows. Wait a sec. Do I have any left? I have
freeze arrow.
One freeze arrow left.
So the trailer just dropped for Zelda, but no Mario Kart news. No new Mario Kart.
Yet. Or at least that I've seen in the live chat.
They might 2K. Mario Kart.
Okay, so how do I kill this guy?
His health is going.
Yeah, but I'm out of arrows.
There's no way to get up there?
No, well, maybe I have to run around and see if I can find. First, do I have anything left to give me some health? Okay.
Oh, eating a mushroom, Last of Us. Here we go.
There you go. Bye.
I'm going to give him the cordyceps.
Yep.
Okay, can anybody see? I don't see anything around there to climb.
Yeah, this news would. Someone wrote that their stock went up after hours, but yeah, it would. It would go up from this news.
Oh, yeah.
There's a mushroom right there, too, you can grab.
Yeah, I can eat that, so that helps.
Oh, all kinds of, like, strawberries or whatever.
Man, what is this, Paradise Island?
So, we've got King Daddy Goats. He saw a knock at the cabin. 7 out of 10, he says.
Yeah, I've been hearing from a bunch of people who said, you know, it's funny, because initially, yeah, I heard a bunch of negative things, but as the days have gone on, I've been hearing more and more positive stuff, actually, out of it, which is good. Okay, so is there a ladder under here?
They get up there somehow.
Can I climb? Oh, I can. Oh. Okay. So I gotta climb.
Climb up the other side over there, maybe. Before he gets up. Oh, he's curious.
No? Oh, he's gonna get you?
I can't get up there.
What about the post? Any of those posts?
No, I tried to climb the post. Oh, there's still a strawberry over there I didn't collect.
Wow, taking all their food too, huh? This is not even your land.
Oh, it's, no, there's not one there. Okay.
You're a visitor here, bruh.
Okay, where? No, I can't get up there. How did they get up there?
Ask them.
Hey, how'd you get up
there? Hey! Hey!
You! Okay, well, where am I? Okay, I gotta somehow get down to that purple box thing there.
There has to be someone who's played this game all the way through in the chat that's like, oh my god.
Oh, I guarantee you, there are people screaming at their monitors right now watching me play this. Like,
there's like a button that you can fly and you don't even know it.
Okay, can I get across this? The waterfall? Okay, but when I go over here...
Did you see the sword?
That was a spear, I think. But when I come over here, I think the temperature drops. Yep, and I start to die.
Well, just die then. Seems like the only the only solution at this point.
Like, I gotta get across there. But it's also freezing, and I'm losing health just by being here.
Yeah.
And so far you can't craft anything? You can't set the...
No.
Oh, okay. Maybe you just need to...
Well, we got a final question here from Fierce Isaac. Like Fire Classic.
Okay.
Right. The one trailer I'm really excited to see at the Super Bowl is the Flash trailer. So excited for that.
Oh, me too. I mean, listen, I wonder if it's just going to be what they showed us at CinemaCon. Because they never did release the one they showed us at CinemaCon, did they? With Michael Keaton and everything?
But at the same time, the one at CinemaCon was just a really like a reel. There was no real, like, they weren't narrating any story in it. It was just, I mean, you could follow the events and make up your own stuff, but there's no real words.
Because they're well. I mean, Michael Keaton says, you want to get nuts?
Yeah, but I meant like, you know.
Nuts. Yeah. Someone's saying you can fly up over the fire's updraft, but do you have a glider?
No, I have to get to these other two shrines and get the orbs from there in order to get the hang glider, but I don't have a hang glider yet.
So that's probably how you would get up there. Oh, you see that? That is like a ramp. So there must be something you could hit.
Yep.
That releases that ramp.
Yep.
Oh, what the hell?
So you had a club.
No, I don't need a club. I need my axe.
So I looked it up on Twitter.
You had an axe the whole time?
Looks like they announced some new courses for Mario Kart.
Oh, I knew it.
And they're adding Birdo.
They are going to sit on this Mario Kart for a while.
Well, yeah, because you know how we have the like family membership here for the Switch? We get all the DLC that's included with it. And they're doing, I think it's like 4 to 6 courses. I'm not sure.
I can't cut it down.
No, but on the other side, on the other side of the tree, there's like a ramp that's up. And like a drawbridge almost.
Where?
Okay,
so you're under it. So come back further. Right there. See it standing up.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you have to hit the arrow or something.
Oh, so it's a good thing I'm out of arrows.
Yeah, something up there. Well, you probably have to hit and release it.
Or maybe you could throw can you put a stick in the fire and then throw it up there so
I have a spear, but I don't know if I'm accurate enough to get it.
Well, believe in yourself, John.
Believe in yourself.
Don't think about it. Just try it. Let's see.
Spear. Okay.
Okay. Can you actually throw that spear?
I believe he can.
Oh, yes. Here we go. You got the touch.
Okay. What do I have to do? Okay.
That's not.
Do
that?
Okay. Maybe. Do I have to hit the skull? No.
Oh, no. Maybe hit the skull. That thing might have enough weight on it. That thing might. No. Maybe not, because there's another skull.
To try to hit the actual rope? I don't know if I can be accurate enough.
You know what? Just try it, because if anything, they'll just get the stick and kill you with it.
Oh, yeah, it worked.
You got to do the other one now.
All right. Now, do I have another spear?
Oh, you have to cut down some trees then, right, to get the spears?
Well, no, that's just because he sticks. You need to actually. I think that was my last spear. maybe went around the other side. Maybe I can.
Maybe
you
can find one.
There was a spear on the ground, wasn't there?
Spears for fears. You know what? You're right. There was a spear on the ground.
Oh, wow. That was a hint.
Okay. And
I wonder if you can throw that one.
If it's a spear, you should be able to throw it.
We'll throw it, Mr. Dan and Dave.
Maybe angle's off.
Oh, now don't pick it up. Maybe it'll regenerate.
It landed over there.
It went into the water.
Okay, maybe you should go from this way next time.
Right there, straight ahead.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
And
no, it's a bow.
Oh, what about what's behind you? What's that?
A cliff.
Sword.
It's a
throw the sword. Jeez.
Soldier's broadsword. Oh, that's nice though. Okay, I'll take that. Oh,
yeah, you might as well steal other
there's
stuff.
There's something else to your
Yeah, right there.
Another spear.
That's another spear. Okay.
And there's one leaning against the tree too.
Yeah, they're really saying, "Hey, we're gonna help you out here." If you don't get
a torch, whatever. Oh, I can't take care anymore.
Oh my gosh, this is fun. Right.
This is like the boss battle.
I'm just trying to.
For me, it's there a boss battle.
There should be an energy bar for the.
I would try backing up a little bit. I feel like the angle is making it not zoom in.
Just back up off the cliff.
You know what? Don't say that, Taylor, because I could see that happening.
So it doesn't, like, focus your crosshair?
Nope, that's as wide as it gets. Okay.
Well, they give you enough, so just remember where you placed it. I would aim for the larger stick.
Rewind.
Above it. Go!
Yeah. Oh! And then it lands on my head.
Now they'll come down and kill you.
Okay,
dude.
Yeah. Now I'm going to go kill that son of a bitch.
Yeah, right, until you find out he's like...
Yeah, we're out of arrows. That's the problem, JG.
Yeah, I already used my arrows.
Man, why does this look like Lilo and Stitch?
Okay, yes! Small victories. I climbed a tree house.
Now, do you get a...
There's a chest.
A warming blanket so you can put through the water?
Yeah, maybe there'll be some clothes in here.
Do you have your supplies, or you just need to get them back now?
No, I don't have any. Oh, well, I got some arrows. Okay.
Fire arrows.
But I need something that's going to keep me warm.
And how do you get across that bridge?
Well, you can set up your dating profile. Maybe you could meet someone. I'll hold you at night. Is he still trying to save this princess in this game?
Or is so far, I'm trying to save the world in this game.
Oh, wow. So the stakes up.
Off to a good start, I would say.
Yeah, hey, I got the bridge to come down. Woo!
This is all...
Oh, there's another chest.
There's a big payoff with all these mistakes.
So that was the last of the super chat, unless we want to...
Take some live questions, just from the live chat.
Yeah.
Sure. Drekkie Druid says, you have to make some food to warm yourself up, or buy armor.
Oh, buy armor. Okay. Food will warm you up? That's interesting. Okay, so I know I can cook in a pot.
Do you just eat frozen foods? Is that what you do, John?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, cook some food.
Oh, no, I read Drekkie Druid. But Ryan Markley below that says, what the hell is Ray doing? His nails? A lot of people have been asking if you've been rolling a joint.
You look like you're crocheting, yeah.
So I got this, if anyone knows, it's like a metal earth. I bought the space shuttle kit, and I'm trying to put together the space shuttle, the NASA space shuttle thing. I think it's Atlantis. And I'm having a hard time putting these slots into the metal. So that's what I'm doing, and I know it looked like a joint. That's why I purposely brought it in here.
That's what
it was
everyone
white.
Has been thinking.
Yeah, yes. No, but that would have already been done if that was that. We would already been eating at Carl's Jr. by now.
That double was, Western cheeseburger.
Yeah, this is a more. This is the worst.
Give me two double Western.
And how do I? What camera's showing right now?
The one on you.
Well, right here.
I can put it on you.
Yeah. Do I go right here?
This wide run right here.
So if you guys see this, I'm trying to build this rocket. Space shuttle thing as a landing pad or whatever. If you've ever seen these metal earth things, these things are ridiculous. I might give up on this one. And Chris gave me a Game of Thrones throne.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and nice. That one might be the worst.
Does anybody have any idea how to move this pot over the fire? Or is it just... I need to light it. There's wood underneath it.
Okay. So I'm rolling a joint. John wants to do something with a pot. And he wants to light it.
Late Night Alum says Carl. Very carefully.
Oh, yeah. Carl has a question. Over under 15%, Miss Minutes will appear in Ant-Man 3.
Ooh. Under. This isn't... this
time
is
variance
a
authority.
Yeah, this isn't time
they're
variance authority. Yeah. It's not he who remained. This
they're
is,
saving her.
Yeah. I'm not going to say... I won't say zero, but... under. Under that, yeah.
All right. Oh, use the peppers to get a warming effect. Oh, if you use the peppers... When you're cold.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay, yeah, but you don't like spicy food, so it won't work for you.
That's true. We better not do that.
Cook it, create dish.
Watch. It just won't work when John's playing.
Oh, but I got to cook it first.
Put the fire under the pot. You can't move the fire, so you got to start a fire under the pot.
Yeah, but I don't know how to do that either.
Tochi Victor would like to know.
There's a torch. Remember, there's a torch on the thing. Maybe
you do have a torch. Jeez, Ray.
Well, I mean, I've just known this game for like what, 6 minutes, and I'm already expert. I mean, can you do it? You might. Yeah. So.
Let's see if you can light it there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just point it there. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. Now.
Let's see if you can light that.
Wait, wait, wait. Make sure the joint is there. Okay. Good. And go.
Whack it.
Wow. Really? He has to.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Can you not? Can he not do that position when he's like?
He's squatting.
That's not a squat. Who does that? Do it again, John.
Have you ever seen Joel in The Last of Us?
No, I didn't today.
So
I didn't.
That interesting.
That is some wide.
Okay, so I got to cook some peppers, I guess.
How much do you guys think Scream 6 will make opening weekend?
How much did the last one make?
26.
Made 26?
I say it'll be about the same. I'll go with the same.
This is the first time a Scream movie is being released theatrically in 3D.
I think it was 26, wasn't it? Or was it I might be wrong. I think we guessed 26, and it was way higher than that.
I can check.
I don't think it made a lot more than that.
Because I remember, I think our guesses were in the 20s, in that area. But it made maybe like, what, 30 something, Taylor?
Oops.
Sorry, I'm looking it up right now.
Them?
So
yeah, herb.
Meant to hold.
Oh my God. You're just going to die off mistake.
Die of mistake.
Do you really need to eat that much?
It's a really meticulous game. Like, you have to hold and then
play. I like this. Listen to that. I'm getting hungry.
So is that showing up in your...
I think if I go to my inventory now, if I go over to food,
cool. You know, wild greens and your sauteed peppers.
You know what the best thing about that pot thing? It's gonna, if you have like rice or whatever, you need the hottest pot to make fried rice.
You had an axe. Go ahead. Whole time?
Oh, okay. According to Box Office Mojo, Scream, the 2022 version, domestic opening was 30 million.
Yeah.
See? I think it's going to be higher than that because, this is the first time a Scream movie is being released in 3D. They've been promoting it heavily in Dolby. I think just the premium formats and the computer just...
We'll see if Nev Campbell's not in this new one, right?
No.
Because of the dispute about...
But it's what's her name from...
They're bringing back Kirby. Right? Oh, yeah, and Jenna Ortega's in it.
So that's going to have a draw.
Yeah. We'll see.
What was this from? Alan Gonzalez says, Ray Comet, you had an axe this whole time. I remember that. But what is that from?
That just earlier. When John was playing.
But I thought that was from like a movie too.
Oh, no. All I know is I said it this time.
Is this true, Rosie?
No.
I'm just refreshing.
That food looks good. Have you been eating it or are you just saving it to what?
No, I haven't. You got to cook it first. So I've been fine. I haven't had a place to cook it.
Right there.
Over 30%, Fantastic Four will be in one of the two post-credit scenes in Ant-Man 3.
Under.
I say under two.
Because, I mean, it would mean all the Fantastic Four have been cast already.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not sure if that's the case or not.
And I hate to say it, since they've already, some people have already screened it, it would have been out there.
By the way, you'd like this, Ray. You can actually mix different ingredients and it'll create different dish every time you mix the various ingredients.
Oh, so many, just to get steam mushrooms.
That's what I've been liking about that same thing, that cooking feature, the same thing with Red Dead Redemption 2.
That was the best.
Also Skyrim, you can do that too.
I didn't know that.
Okay, so I need, apparently every one of these I cook... it gets me 2 minutes of cold resistance.
Oh, I thought of YouTube time.
So you can mix ingredients. You can mix ingredients too. For different things.
And it gives you different dishes that will give you.
Of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.